With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you think the Browns are putting the boots to Shador because they're bad, guilty as charged. But I don't think they'd do it to him on... No, it's not that I think. I know they wouldn't do it to him on purpose. They would not do it to him on purpose. Emory Hunt's going to join us at 9:20. I want to hear Emory Hunt out about it. He's from CBS Sports HQ, also the Football Game Plan. I'll hear him out about it because, I mean, he's... There's a couple of things in here that I think I kind of see Emory's point on. I might agree with him on, but there's a couple things I just don't. Hit it.
A lot of times with coaches like Kevin Stefanski, it's ego over execution. It's plays over players. At the end of the day, you got to give this kid a shot to redeem himself. That's the beauty of being a rookie. You're going to go out there. You're going to struggle. You're going to have some success. You're going to struggle again, but you want to see them come out on the other side. Now, Shador had 5 sacks. 5 drives, just was trying to press, trying to impress coaches, the fans, trying to live up to what Dillon Gabriel just put out there on the field. And Kevin Stefanski handled that situation and this whole quarterback competition horribly because you removed an opportunity for him to redeem himself in that situation to go out as a winner. And again, it's not just we all see it. Players on a team sees it. Players on opposing teams see it. They know what's going on. They know what's going down, but it's all about Kevin Stefanski's ego. We saw this with Baker Mayfield. Oh, it doesn't fit my system. Well, your system has to be about the players that are in it. And we've seen him do this because the offense was completely different when Dillon Gabriel was out there. It was a lot of, you know, short, quick passes to get the ball out of his hands, spread the formation, which is great. That's what you're supposed to do for a guy that thrives in that situation. So I don't know why for Shador the offense changed. He kind of wanted to curate something around him. But at the end of the day, Shador recognized he had to play better. That game looked a lot like that UCLA game his first year in Colorado. But I blame Stefanski for how he's handled this whole situation because it doesn't look very coach of the year leadership like to me.
So why can't spot off and yell? Well, wait a minute. What are you smirking at?
Just so much of this, so much like curating the offense around what the players know. I haven't heard anything. By the way, if Shador was truly transcendent, like, and by the way, I wasn't expecting that as a fifth rounder. That would be silly to expect that. But if it was Jaden Daniels stuff, don't you think we'd hear it from the team? Don't you think we'd hear it from the players? All we heard, and we're going to have him on, so I'm going to be totally respectful and hear him out because I saw some tweets that I didn't agree with either. And we played his audio in the past on the show. So I'm actually excited to hear what his take is another day removed and a chance to look at the film and all of that. But everything that we had heard about all this room to make up, right? Whether it was Albert Breer, whether it was, you know, the guys that are there every day from Daryl to Mary Kay to Zach to everybody, right? We had heard and the stuff that was leaked out and some of the other voices like Delaney Dawson. What I had heard was that he had this room to make up, and it's just clear he hasn't made up that room yet. He's made nice throws. He has absolutely made some of the best throws at camp, but that is so different and so far removed from actual gameplay, and I think people need to understand that.
I don't think what Emory Hunt's saying, I don't think he's a crackpot over it because I've accused Kevin of ego over execution before. I've accused him of plays over players before. You know, if you ain't got the guys to do it, like you can want them to run an offense all you want, but if you ain't got the horses to do it, you better pick a different buggy. And I've accused him of that before, so I'm with Emory on that. And I don't agree with not putting in Shedeur Sanders to finish off the ball game.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Yeah, he could have tried to roast the ball downfield more and turned it over, and then we got a real big problem. Well, you know what? It's a preseason game. That's what it's there for.
All right, so he would have been bad on six drives.
Yeah, he would have been bad on six instead of five. Still, it was not a good performance. I thought you had a chance to kind of save it, and maybe Shedeur did, and maybe he thought, well, he's just going to press even more, and then he's going to be creating even worse, deeper habits than he's already had, and we're not going to do that. But that's me trying to give some sort of quarter to a guy who played somebody who wouldn't want me on the football team on Sunday afternoon, and he wasn't. So I don't understand any of that. But the Browns, as inept as they've been, I don't think they've put the screws to a quarterback on purpose. And they certainly wouldn't do it to a guy who can certainly be as good for business as Shedeur Sanders is. He's good for everybody's business if he's good. Lima just had a pen explode in his hands. So now I will go to the phone.
What in the world
Will
just happened?
In North Carolina on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the fan. Lima looks
hey
like
guys,
he just tried to rob a
bank. Call.
You have ink all over yourself.
Get
rid of that pen. And it fell on
it
the floor.
It behind.
Whoever
it's
picks
be more
it up
of a
is
going to
get ink all over their hands. It's like we have a bunch of squids in here. It's ridiculous.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ridiculous in this room. Hello, Will in North Carolina.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Sounds like y'all are having a good time in here this morning.
Lime is
you
having
know, when
a
I was listening
time.
To Daryl talk, I know he said he don't believe the Browns would stick it to Shedeur, man. I watched everything Saturday. They've already stuck it to him. But you look at the offense. You look at everything. People that know the game. Man, it's just ridiculous. If they really wanted to compare Shedeur to Dylan, then they would have sent him back out there with a two-minute drill with the twos. Call up everybody
well, wait,
that
no,
Gabriel
no, no. Well,
had for his two-minute drive
the guy's
and
days
send him
are,
out there and see what he
Will,
did with
the
him.
The guy's days are done. You're going to have him run back out there for what? For what reason?
If their it, day's you want to compare your
done.
Quarterback. You want to see what your quarterback of the future is.
So, head on. Get rewarmed up again. Put your sunflower seeds down. Get rewarmed up. Get your helmet back on and go out there for the final 2 minutes.
Hey, look, hey, it's just a thought. You're looking at you look at the offensive line that Shedeur had. They weren't even close to blocking those guys. It was a free run straight to Shedeur almost every time. It makes you wonder if they gave up before they ever went because they knew they were done.
The offensive line was bad, but again, you had third teamers playing against third teamers. So the offensive line was bad. He's kind of used to having a bad offensive line. Again, I thought he was looking way down the field way too much where he should have just taken what was given to him and got the hell off the field. Because if we're talking about conducting an offense, then we're conducting an offense. Dylan Gabriel did the same thing. I got people calling him, giving him all the praise in the world. So why couldn't Shedeur do the same thing? Because he was probably trying to throw a touchdown on every pass. And that's the only thing I've accused him of, because there are
well,
habits that are tough to break.
With him. They spent some time with him. You know, it's one of those guys out there.
They're going to spend time with him. They're going to keep him on the football team, so he's going to have time spent with him.
doing what? Standing there holding his hand on the sideline while the other three quarterbacks are out there practicing?
No, he'll get
There's
a chance.
There's no room for everybody.
He will get his chance to practice at some point here shortly.
That is 100% true. You would never.
You know what?
Kenny Pickett starts the season on the short-term IR, he's going to have 4 weeks right then and there. And then we'll see what happens by the end of that spell of quarterbacks. I don't know what Kenny. Is Kenny going to start the season on the active? Will, thank you for the call. Is Kenny going to start the season on the active roster?
Yeah, that I expect we're going to hear a lot more about that. You know, in the next few days, right? On the Kenny Pickett situation,
I would certainly expect to,
because this has been a disaster for him, but, and I think it's also a disaster for the Browns people in the organization who were expecting him to maybe start.
We got to hear before tomorrow at 4, right? Because if they don't put him on the IR, then they're going to have to cut somebody else and keep him on the active roster.
For Shador, the time is going to be get your nose in the playbook, get to where it's secondhand, get everything down and ready, and be ready when your name is called. That's the next chance we're going to get with him. Eventually, he'll get his chance to play and to practice and then to play. I don't want him just standing around either. Having four quarterbacks is a weird thing, but that's what they're going to do. If I were getting rid of anybody, I'd get rid of Kenny. I'd keep Dylan and I'd keep Shador. And coming down to who's more ready to play, I don't know. You said there were people telling you that we found our quarterback in Dylan Gabriel on Saturday.
Okay.
I think it's people who are tired of hearing about Shador Sanders, so they're going to hope for anything else. No offense to Dylan.
No, I do.
Nice young man.
I do think because, let's be honest, Shador fans have been very vocal, very in your face. I'm not talking about Browns fans that are also Shador fans. I'm talking about the guys that just discovered the Cleveland Browns over the last few months, right?
Yeah.
Those people have come in from all over the country.
Yes.
And they're listening to us. They're calling our shows. We pointed that out last week. And we appreciate
all of
that.
Maybe Will in North Carolina is one.
And we're trying to be as fair as humanly possible. It was never a great situation, but he didn't have a great situation. Shador was not offered that opportunity anywhere. Might have been about the pre-draft process. Maybe they would admit now they made some mistakes in the pre-draft process. Maybe it was tough to look at the film in college because of the offense they were running. I don't know. We do all agree that he has some arm talent that did pop occasionally during camp, but that's not enough to win a starting football quarterback job right now. That's just, even on a bad team, it's just not enough. It's not close. And all their actions, all their behaviors have told you that from moment one. And he had a huge gap to make up, and how is he ever going to make it up with four QBs in this weird quarterback competition that was for the starting job and then another competition for the backup job? It was always kind of bizarre.
Wish I could tell you.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.